Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for week 15 of our 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. Now, these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week's video is entitled Spiritual Effort Helps to Take Important Spiritual Steps. This video supports and reinforces the importance of spiritual power tool number 9 and will ignite your desire to go beyond third dimensional consciousness. Let's watch and listen.
Well, hello there. It's very important for us to keep on the transformational path and be on track with where we are and what we're doing. And if you look in your spiritual power tool book on page 68, you're going to find how to stay on the transformational track. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this today because I think this is a very, very important part of your spiritual growth. That means that you begin to take big responsibilities for your spiritual evolution of consciousness. And when we have to get serious about where we are on our journey, it does take commitment, which is something you've already made. And I think I've addressed this many times. We have to make many commitments on the road. It seemed like when I was working on my evolution and my conscious understanding of things, I would get an understanding of something, and the next thing I had to do is practice it. And before I could get another understanding or a bigger revelation, I had to practice what I got. This whole evolutional process is to help you to understand your whole self, the real self of you. And so what I want to do is help you to get out of your limited self and move into your higher self, the infinite self of you, because that is your destiny. They say, I remember reading this, the kingdom of God is within you. And this was way back in 67, 68. And I looked at that, and for the first time after all those years, I got an aha. Oh my goodness, the kingdom of God is within me. Oh my God. And if God's going to talk to me, God is within me. Part of me is already connected. So how am I going to get there? What am I going to do? And how am I going to make that connection? And that was what was going on in my mind in 1967. And so what began for me is really getting true to myself and committing to being there if the kingdom of heaven was within you. And all the churches preach that, no matter what church, and this is all of them talk about this. So this isn't anything new. But I had a new understanding. I really understood what it meant at some level. I'm going to put at some level because that was the beginning level for me. Then that level grew and grew and grew and grew. And I will be sharing those experiences with you as we go. But the beginning thing that happened to me was to get the aha, if the kingdom of heaven is within me, what does that mean for me? How do I access that? And so I, of course, found out about meditation, which I've been talking to you about for a long, long time. And that is the first connection that you make. You have a commitment, and to keep on the spiritual journey, you have to reaffirm that commitment many times on the road to self-realization. So there will be opportunities for you to take this trip of consciousness, and it is consciousness. You take the trip of consciousness to open up more avenues of consciousness within you, and then once you have that more established within your whole self, then the commitment and the responsibility shifts. It shifts, because when you are serious about your spiritual journey, there is a shift in the universe. And please hear me. There is a shift in the universe. When you are very committed, there's a new energy that starts to work with you, a new opportunity to grow and to change and to be all that you were created to be. But in order to get the different shifts, you have to do each step along the way, because you can't get on top of the mountain until you climb. You rest, you climb. You rest, you climb. And this is what happens on your spiritual journey. You get an understanding. You work with that understanding. You journal about that understanding. And you bring it into consciousness, conscious awareness of your evolutionary process. Because your soul has a long history. You have been in many incarnations. You've had many forms of existence. And you've been man and a woman, female and male. So there's a lot of things that have collected in the subconscious. And when that subconscious starts to open and new things are starting to be unveiled for you, the same thing is happening in the God consciousness. That is also being unveiled to you. So these two things are happening at the same time, and I mean the same time. The information is coming, the light is coming on it, you're beginning to understand, and you have to spend the time to understand it. You can't just say, oh, this is great, wonderful, I got a revelation, oh, great, and go about your daily business. No, when you get a revelation, you must journal about it. Because if you don't journal about it, you're not going to get the juice out of the orange. You're not going to get the information you need out of that revelation. And it's so important, because if you don't squeeze the orange and get the juice out of it, you're going to get another time to go over the same thing over again and try and understand what that's all about. So it's a repeat. If you don't get it, you repeat and you repeat and repeat until you get it. So when I found that out, I was very encouraged to say, okay, I have a revelation. I am journaling about it. I am doing my meditation. I'm asking for guidance. I'm listening. I'm supporting my soul in its evolution, because that's the most important thing that I can do this lifetime. All the other things that you're doing are minor compared to this bigger project that's going on within you. And it is a project, because it has many, many doorways to greater understanding and greater understanding and greater understanding. But you have to be committed. So this summer, when you are sitting around at the pool and just enjoying the sun and the parks and all the wonderful things that we do in the summertime, take your journal in your bag and just sit there and let the new energy, because the outdoor energy is so wonderful to help you in journaling, help you to understand your revelation. Well, indoors too, don't take this wrong that you have to be outdoors to get the revelation, because that's not the truth. But I'm just talking about because you've been in the house pretty much all winter, except when you're in Florida, then you can be out all year round. But wherever you're living, let me just put it this way, wherever you are, this is the opportunity to refresh yourself, refresh your dedication, affirm and journal, and be constant on your journey. This is, again, the most important thing that you can do for your life is to evolve in consciousness. Because when you leave this body, you will be leaving with the consciousness you're in. And so you want to be in the highest consciousness possible to make that transition. Because that transition is very important to your soul. And many decisions are made after you leave this body according to what you have already accomplished in the lifetime you just left. So be aware that whatever you are doing on your journey right now, the journaling you're doing, the support you're giving yourself, the meditations that you're taking, this is all keeping you on track. It's keeping you aware, looking, and being the observer of self. Oh, wow. That is the most important of the important. Well, there's about four things that I think are important. Commitment, being the observer of self, forgiveness work, and of course, I want you to be in integrity with the work you're doing and support yourself. These are all things that are important to move forward and to bring the flow in. So in September, you're ready to go. You're ready for some new vibration. You're ready for some new energy. And you won't lose a step here. So be on integrity. Be the observer. Be committed. Do your meditations. Journal. Those are the most important things you can do while you are going through this transition, any transition. So put your energy there. Because when you put your energy there and you are working in the best interest of your soul, you send a huge vibration up to the universe saying, here I am, I'm working, help me. If I need some guidance, I'll listen to your guidance. Hey, there are masters, there are all kinds of help out there. I want that help right now. And be very clear about it. I bet you I said that a million times in the last 45 years. I bet you, because that was my cry almost every day when I started to learn what it was to do the work and to be in integrity with myself. The other things in your life play second fiddle to this great journey that you're on. The other things in your life are very important as far as taking care of your family, taking care of your bills, doing that service, whatever kind of service you're doing for others to support them in whatever way you've chosen to do that is very important. But The most important thing is to stay focused on your journey. Stay focused on the new energy that's coming in now to help you see things quicker and faster. And if you aren't in tune with that new energy, you're not going to get the jolt that you need to do the work. So help yourself. You have to be your own best friend here. You have to say, I need to be my best friend. I need to love myself and understand my soul is evolving. And I need to understand that I have responsibility to it. I have this other part of me that I am responsible for. I might have a family, I might have all these other things, but my major responsibility is to my higher self. And I need to keep targeted on that. And then the kingdom of God is within you. Then I tap into that kingdom of God that's in me, within me. And then when I do that, I have better information for my family. I have no judgment. I get rid of my judgment and I see things clearer on a higher level. And this little book is very important to you. Because when I wrote this book, I also wrote this book with in mind that you would be looking at it when you got it and read it, and then picking it up at different points of your journey. And there is hidden gems in this book. There's hidden things that you'll go back and read and say, ah, I never saw that before. Oh, that makes sense. So now that you've been on the journey for a while, picking this up and you say, oh, well, I've read it all. Uh-uh. I have hidden gems here. I have little one-liners that are loaded with information. And I did that on purpose because I knew there would be people that are events and beginners and in-betweens and all different religions and all the different things that happen when souls are on a journey looking for guidance and direction. So there's hidden gems here. So do this. When you need guidance and help, just go to the book and hold it in your hand and say, okay, I need guidance right now. I need some support and help. I need a revelation. I'm stuck. I'm really stuck. What do I need to do? And then close your eyes and hold it for a minute and let Spirit guide you. Spirit will guide you to exactly the tool you need to use or the exact sentence you need to read in this little book that's going to help you. I have hidden gems here, and they're guaranteed to take you all the way if you take advantage of what's really the essence of all of this, because this is my life. This book is my life, if you will. I put it together as I struggled with my journey to know God. And it got me there. You see, I understood, I got there. And that's the most amazing, wonderful point of it all. It's like once you start to work with this, you remove a lot of obstacles that have held you back from moving forward. And when you get serious about moving these obstacles forward and out of your way, then you get new insights, new every obstacle you move, you get more light, more energy, and more power, and more strength. But you have to do it. You have to do it. Nobody did it for me. I had to do it every single day of my life for 45 years. I still meditate. Not like I used to, because I'm always in the flow. And I have been in the flow for probably 25 years. But once you get in the meditation flow, then you can be in that flow, whether you are sitting in a chair, being still and meditating, or driving a car. There's always a part of you that's connected, and you know you're connected. And that's a wonderful, wonderful, comforting thing to know that you're connected and that you will have the guidance you need when you need it. And so, but you have to begin the process of being responsible for being in that silent place so that you can listen. Because if you can't listen, or if you listen, you get something and you right away go into a conclusion of it. No, it's like it has to gel a little bit in you. Once you get the understanding, it has to gel. You have to kind of let it gel a little bit and do some journaling and let it help you to see what you need to do. Especially when I would have problems with my children or my in-laws or the people I was working with or all the things, you know, I was a mom, I was, you know, in PTA and all those things, and yet I was in having to look at myself through that process. So if I found myself not liking somebody in the group, if I was in a group, I would have to go home and start journaling about it and say, what's this about? Why do I feel this way? Why am I distrusting this person? Oh, how's come my boss treats me this way? What's going on with me? I can't blame him. I gotta look at me. What is going on? What is happening within me that I need to understand? And I'm going to talk to you later on this year about this and really teach you how to find these things out if you're on track with me. And you have to do your homework. You have to do what you need to do to stay in the flow. You can't just meditate for 15 minutes and then walk away and not think about it for another 4 days. You gotta stay in the flow. You have to do your work. And then pretty soon you find yourself in the flow 24/7, and that's where you wanna be. But, and it can happen. I didn't believe that it could happen to me. I had no idea that something like that was for real. And yet, as I opened little doors of consciousness and opened up understandings, I began to becoming more and more into the flow of that energy. And it's powerful energy, and it's very supportive, and it's very well worth your while. Just like anything that you really set your mind to and you really give it the energy and support from your very essence of being, then the door opens wide, wide, because they know those that are helping you out of body and those that are helping you in body can sense that you are ready to get more information, more understanding. So I am delighted that you're with me on this journey. What I want to say to you is, be present with your work so that when we get together again, you're going to be ready to roll with me. Bye-bye for now.
In this video, Jane mentioned the importance of being responsible for our spiritual work. Jane has expressed this over and over again throughout this series. Specifically, Jane stated the following steps to take: being the observer of self, being committed to the journey, doing the forgiveness work, and being in integrity. These steps will move you beyond your limited self into your infinite self. And it takes the time that it takes. It takes effort and the desire to know your whole self. For me personally, throughout the many years of my journey to self-realization, I would return to this tool, how to stay on the transformation track, over and over and over again. Reviewing the 8 steps listed, I would always discover what I needed to do, whether it was to journal or use the 7-step process or any of the other spiritual power tools. It is a comprehensive overview of all the spiritual power tools which enable you to know the truth of your being. Please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. Your loving gifts to the center allow us to continue this work to expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Thank you. And information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Now let us prepare for meditation. And let's close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. And allow the chair to support you. We are moving. Into a new experience of the silence. We are transforming ourselves to a new understanding of knowing our whole self. We are committed to going beyond third dimensional consciousness and moving into fourth dimensional consciousness. We no longer choose to live in the opposites. We observe ourselves in every moment of every day. We forgive others. And we forgive ourselves. We are in integrity. With our commitment, to know our whole self, we move. Into a new understanding and experience of being. And we are grateful. Amen. And when you're ready, come back to the presence of your room and open your eyes. And feel the peace of knowing the silence of your being. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you next Sunday. Bye-bye now.